Exclusive, Representative Russell Fry, Biden's classified documents scandal doesn't pass smell test. By Nick Gilbertson on January 23, 2023. Representative Russell Fry, RSC, appeared on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Saturday over the weekend and spoke with host Matthew Boyle about House Oversight Committee investigations into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents, which he suggested doesn't pass the smell test, as well as the Biden family's foreign business dealings. Boyle asked Fry, a freshman and one of just three representatives to serve on both the Judiciary and Oversight Committees, to share his perspective on the classified documents case and the family's business dealings as Oversight Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, has laid the groundwork for investigations on both fronts. Fry began by focusing on Biden's classified documents scandal, in which materials from his time as vice president have been located at his Wilmington, Delaware, home in the Penn Biden Center. Fry suggested that it doesn't pass the smell test and contrasted the probe with the investigation into classified documents seized by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, from former President Donald J. Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. I mean, you look at, you know, there was an elaborate raid in Mar-a-Lago to take documents that the president claims were declassified, said Fry. His team was working with the Department of Justice and the FBI on returning some of those. So there was already dialogue on some of that anyway on what was classified, what might not have been. But then you fast forward a couple of months after an election. By the way, when the administration knew that they had this problem prior to an election, and you have the personal attorney for the Biden family, personally delivering those documents to the FBI, saying, these are the ones that we have, you take this, but take our word for it, he continued. And, of course, you have, at this point, three different document dumps from three different locations. The administration of justice and how these things were handled between two presidents of the United States, I think, is a real big concern to me, and I think it's a concern to the American people. Why the disparity in approaches to justice in getting documents? Fry added. And, of course, look at this too, a president has the ability to declassify documents at their discretion. President Trump claims that he has done so, but Vice President Biden never had that authority, ever, to do that. So I think there's a lot of questions that I have. And I think the committee has on the disparity between these two cases that literally happened, really the same time, but 2 months apart. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Russell Fry, RSC, January 21, 2023. Fry then referenced Hunter Biden's infamous laptop from hell and noted that there are a lot of questions surrounding the laptop, including the FBI's handling of the matter, as Comer has launched an investigation into the laptop and the family's business dealings. Look, you know, the FBI came that didn't want to do anything with it. They tried to threaten the individual computer store owner about the laptop and not saying anything, Fry said. I think there's a lot of questions about this, and I think the American people are concerned about the political weaponization of our agencies. I think this is not who we are as a people. You see this in third world dictatorships, you don't see this in the United States of America, but we're continuing to see it. If you remember too. This happened with the IRS under Lois Lerner in 2010 and 11. This is not who we are, we need to get better about this. We need to hold these administration officials and these bureaucrats accountable because people should not be doing that and engaging in that type of conduct. As a bombshell Twitter Files report from journalist Michelle Schellenberger indicated that the FBI and other intelligence agencies were behind the suppression of the New York Post's laptop from hell story on Twitter in the lead-up to the 2020 election, Fry noted that a hearing is scheduled for early next month on the alleged collusion. So there's an upcoming hearing on that, looks like February 6th. On Twitter's involvement in suppressing and working with the FBI to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story. Of course, that was before the 2020 election, said Fry. There was a recent poll that I saw, most Americans believe that that story was exposed prior to the election or allowed to develop that it would have altered the direction of that particular election. And the Twitter files, I think, highlight a really big need. You know, what you see in the Twitter files that Elon Musk has kind of allowed to be published, and the American people can see it in real time, is a collusion between big tech and government bureaucrats. I think is a real big concern that the wheels of government are dictating the marketplace of ideas. The terms of the marketplace of ideas, he went on to add. That is a big problem. I think the American people are frustrated by that. I'm frustrated by that. And I'm excited to dig into that, coming up in February, on why that happened and what we can do to stop it in the future.